Tonight begins the eve of what we call Ashra Zainabiya. There are 10 days when we commemorate the other side of the revolution of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Every revolution has two faces. One is a sacrifice and the second is the message. When we looked at the events of Ashura, we find that Imam Hussein alayhi salam accomplished the first part of the mission to reform the ummah and revive the values of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But the mission would not have been accomplished had there not been someone like Sayyida Zainab, his sister, to spread the message. And today I'd like to take a little time first talking about who she was, and because this Ashra, these 10 days, are named after her. Well, Sayyida Zainab was born on the 5th of Jamadul Awal in year 5 after Hijra, born to Sayyida Fatima and Imam Ali alayhi salam, an amazing child. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was away, and they waited to name her until he came, and when he arrived, the infant child was given to him, and he said that Allah has chosen the name Zainab for this child. He had tears in his eyes as he held Zainab, and Salman al-Farsi, who had heard of the birth, came to congratulate him. Seeing tears in his eyes, he says, "Why?" And the Prophet said, "I see hardships that she will face alone in the deserts, when her hair will turn grey prematurely and her back will be bent." We see incidents from her childhood. For example, when she was a young child, she was asked by her father, Imam Ali alayhi salam, "Zainab, do you love me?" And she said, "Yes, of course I love you." And Imam said, "Do you love Allah?" And she said, "Yes, of course I love Allah." And Imam said, "Zainab, how can one heart have two loves?" And she said, "Oh my father, it's because of Allah that I love you." And it actually shows the understanding from a young age of the concept of Tawheed. Because remember, the pinnacle of Tawheed is love for the sake of Allah and hate for the sake of Allah. Some linguists, for example, say that her name means a good-looking and sweet-smelling tree, but it may also be a composition of two words, Zain, which is beauty, and Ab, which is father, the beauty of a father. And we see the reflection of Imam Ali alayhi salam in her life absolutely perfectly. As she grew older, she used to hold regular women's classes in Medina, where she taught religion as laid out in the Quran. Her gatherings were well attended. When Imam Ali alayhi salam moved to Kufa in 37 after Hijra, she moved there too with her husband. There's a narration from Imam Hussain alayhi salam who said that once when he was entering her home, he heard her teaching the explanation of Sami Allahu liman hamida. And we find in her sermons in Kufa and Sham, which we will inshallah look at, where this quality is reflected amazingly. Her husband used to say that Zainab is the best of housewives. They had 5 children, of whom 4 were sons, and there was a daughter. The sons were Ali, Aun, Muhammad, Abbas, and she had a daughter called Umme Kulthum. Now let's look at history, what happened, just to revive, to know what was going on. We find that after Imam Ali alayhi salam is martyred on the 21st of Ramadan in 40 after Hijra, she and her family returns to Medina. In Rajab of 60 after Hijra, Yazid acquires Khilafat and immediately writes to the governor of Medina to compel Imam Hussein alayhi salam to swear allegiance to him, which means to accept to obey Yazid as leader. And Imam refuses, deciding to leave Medina. When she learns of her brother's journey, she asks permission from her husband to allow her to accompany Imam. And she remembers her mother's word when her mom told her, "Zainab, after me you are both mother and sister for Hussein alayhi salam." Well, her husband Abdullah gives her permission, and because he could not go for his own reasons, he sent 2 of their sons, Aun and Muhammad, with her. They first go to Makkah, from where they left to go to Kufa, and on the way at Ruhaymah, they're stopped by Hur ibn Yazid Riyahi and diverted to Karbala. We talked about the day of Ashura, but not only did Sayyida Zainab sacrifice her sons, but she watched her brother being slaughtered. What happened after that? Well, if we look at what happened after the event of Ashura, the tents are burnt down, the women are beaten, their hijabs are snatched away, the bodies of the martyrs are trampled upon by horses, the heads are cut off and raised on spears. Now, we're not just talking about anyone doing this. We're talking about Muslims against Muslims. those who professed La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. But we can see when Iman is not translated into humanity, we can see what happens. And it was Sayyidah Zainab al-Islam who was the tower of strength. History tells us that tied with chains around their necks, their hands and their feet, the women and children were put on camels without any saddles to go from Karbala to Kufa. They're tied tightly to each other, so much so it's said that if one fell off the camel, the others would be pulled down and the guards would beat them up before putting them back on again. Imam Zainul Abidin al-Islam, young 22-year-old, despite his illness, was made to walk on foot behind, heavily chained, and the heads of martyrs were carried on spears in front. You know, when I just think of it, you cannot imagine what one human being can do to another human being, let alone those who professed La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, who believed in a prophet who was Rahmatul Lil Alameen, a mercy to the worlds. And this is why we commemorate Karbala and why we make it such a big part of our life, that we will never ever put ourselves down to a position where we can act as such animals. Inshallah, we will continue with the aftermath of Karbala tomorrow.